Michael Kent Jr., spring break.
A mile fine for him. Does look a nice way for him today. But you consider there was some confidence given his late closing splits last run.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Spring break clear, though, over the final stages. 3 for Yendall.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Oh, controversy. There is a controversy in the early mail, and I've made a blue, and it's causing all sorts of havoc for the spreadsheet. I've had to go back and delete it because I said that Elton Zara had a winner yesterday for us on the early mail, and that is actually incorrect, and it gets even worse, Whitey. Not only did they not give us the winner, which was third, Sticking Point. I thought it was the other one. Sticking Point, race 6, number whatever it was, number 7, Sticking Point came third, did not win. I thought it was Singing Sword who won the last. That was the one I thought it was. But they won the last, and they won the first with Gutsy. So I've given them a credit and a win and a seat at the end of season gala dinner, and I need to rescind that invitation because not only did they not give us the winner, they had two other winners.
Well, I think the key
to this is... That's a yellow card.
Yeah, well, it's more than one. It's two.
What's the send-off?
Alison Zara, Simon Zara... has already been invited, and he doesn't lose his invitation as a result of what happened yesterday.
I'm not so sure.
The concern for me is that in 2 days, we have had three trainers that have come on to RSN and given their best, and their best not only didn't win, but other horses won. Greg Urell, Robbie Griffiths, and now Simon Zara. And in Simon's case, he had two winners. They're all multiple Hall of Famers, and they're letting people down. And I don't know how to quite address this. I think there needs to be an email sent out with some stern words.
Is this a fatigue factor? After a long year, they're just fatigued?
COVID factor.
COVID factor. I think there might be an element of COVID that's influencing the trainers and their selections.
Those names, they're big names.
They're Hall of Fame names.
They've been very good friends to us over a long period of time, and they're letting the team down.
I don't think there's any grey area there. It's a very disappointing outcome for all of those gentlemen, and I wouldn't mind... getting some feedback from them on how they feel about it. Let's get to today's action because we're at Mornington this afternoon, Moonee Valley tonight. So a bit of news to get through, please, Adam.
Yep.
Talking about grass.
Let's whiz through them. Maiden Jolly is the Mornington track manager, 23-5 today. Perfect for whatever you're doing. Aidan, good morning.
Morning, gents.
What have you done to the track to get it ready for today?
Splashed a bit of water on for the week. We put on 10 mil yesterday and 25 for the last 7 days, and had a little bit of rainfall early through the week as well, receiving 6 mil. So just shifted that rail from the 4 metre position at our last meeting into the 7 metre position.
Okay, so rail out 7 metres. You would have done some going stick work. Are you a going stickman or are you still a penetrometerman?
No, we're on the going stick. So going stick come up at 9.8 with a shear of 12. So certainly some good root strength there. The track should hold together really nice, but suggest that there's some nice give in the track. So good four to start the day off with. Suggest we'll probably get up to a good three, probably sort of throughout the middle of the card.
Fantastic, Aidan. Thanks for your time as always. We'll catch you again soon.
Brilliant. Thanks, guys.
So that's Aidan Jolly at Mornington. Marty Simon is going to join us now because Moonee Valley is racing tonight. Marty, good morning.
Morning, half.
Morning, Marty.
What are we looking at for this evening's meeting?
Currently on a good four, going to 9.3 and a shear of 13.3. We just pushed the rail out 3 metres from last week where we were in the true. On 6 mil irrigation yesterday, paddle 31 for the week, and we also had a couple of mil of rain earlier in the week.
All right, so you're happy, well, I'd imagine you're very happy with what you've got going into tonight.
Yeah, no, beautiful. It's in good order. It was pretty good last week, very little damage, so even though we're out three, we've kind of got off the wear around that 800 turn and that, and the rest of the track's in good order, so... looking forward to a good night. First night, we've got a crowd back. So
Yes, absolutely. Marty, thanks for your time.
No worries, guys.
It's going to be a ripping night for racing.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you hear the terminology that was used before? I loved it. I put a bit of a splash of water on the track.
Splash.
I love that. I love that. That's really good.
Just a splash. It's
just a splash.
That's enough. That's all you need. Like a dollop of cream on your muffins. On your.
We're going to go back to the tape because we've got text messages coming in suggesting that he nominated the winner in the last, and then we've also got a suggestion of a red card for Simon Zara. So
two yellows is a red. That's just the way the system works.
The stewards will need to go over the patrol film and come up with an answer.
Well, my man Craig doesn't get it wrong. He doesn't make mistakes. I make mistakes. So he says it's the other one. So we'll get to that shortly, but Troy Corstens never makes mistakes. He always gives us the good mail here on the early mail. He's got three tonight at the Valley. Good morning, Troy.
Hey, Haas, how are you?
I'm going well, mate. Very well indeed. Great to have you with us on a beautiful day for racing. You're heading to the Valley with just a splash of water on it tonight, you might have heard.
Yeah. I just had a splash of coffee out here in the box.
Who's the biggest coffee drinker in the box?
I reckon it'd be me.
How many do you get through in a morning?
Usually I'm a three-man.
A three-man? Yeah, that's...
Three's the usual go.
You'd be spending some time on the bowl a little bit later on with that sort of stuff. That's what you'd be doing. Hey, you've got three for us today. Race one, you kick it off with Zoo Dancer number 8, who was very good at Dunkeld last start about 3 weeks ago. Can we back it up today?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, it's a tricky little race with a few last start winners in it, and she's being one of them. It's always shown quite a bit, and I think we've got her on track. Raced a little bit differently at Dunkeld the way that we thought she would. We thought she'd just go straight to the front and do it that way, but she was off the bridle a little bit, so hopefully it'll be interesting to see how she races tonight, but she's in a good frame of mind and looking forward to seeing what she can do tonight.
All right, Zoo Dancer, race one, number 8. You can start strongly. You can probably roll it into race 2, number 6, Alfoil. Speaking of getting to the front, trying to control the race, did that last time at Geelong on debut 19 days ago. It's a second career start, a Zebedee gelding. So what are we thinking today?
Rated really well, that race. We actually won it as well. But he's really come on from that. He's a nice horse in the making. And I think he's drawn nicely out there in 6. And he can run a really good race tonight.
All right. It's nice to push it. Some odds too. Race 2, number 6, Alfoil. Then you got race 7, number 11, Lobster Noodles, who's been in work for a little while now, drawn an outside gate. Normally, sort of the last couple of runs have been on speed, so is that going to be a problem?
Yeah, look, I would have loved her to have drawn sort of inside 3 or 4. It's not the case, but she does roll forward and make her own luck. She'll run a good... She's always honest, this girl, and I know she ran 7th last start, but she was only beaten about a length, so she can run really well again tonight.
All right, that's race 7, number 11, Lobster Noodle. Still a great name, too. What's your best of the three, Troy?
I'll go Alfoil each way.
Alfoil each way. All right. I'm okay with that. I think that's not a bad outcome. If we have a look at the odds at tab.com.au, Alfoil is currently $9.50, $2.70 the place. We'll take it and we'll run. Have a great day, mate. Always a pleasure.
Cheers.
Look after that coffee. That's a concern. Too much coffee.
We have gone to the patrol film and definitely... Sticking Point was the best.
Well, I appreciate that you've got great insight, great memory, but I'd like to hear from the man himself. Which one are we going for?
I'd say Sticking Point looks a perfect race for her, so hopefully Damien Thorne doesn't stuff it up and I can go to the top of the leaderboard for the dinner.
Well, maybe Damien stuffed it up.
Well, maybe it wasn't Simon's fault and it was Damien's fault and he did stuff it up. Very unusual for him to stuff it up, Dame. He's a good jock.
The text here, the way the trainers are tipping, it's going to be a very small dinner. Well, we have got some COVID restrictions anyway, so we're not sure how we're going to be going.
Open air situation.
That's right, out in the car park.